believers, through our relationship and our fellowship with other believers. And we talked about the fact, and we found this in, I won't turn over there, but you can write it down if you don't have it already. We talked about the fact that iron sharpens iron. Iron sharpens iron. That's Proverbs chapter 27, verse 17. Iron sharpens iron. We must understand that we need each other. We need each other. Praise God. Amen. Hallelujah. Now, the next thing I want to deal with is, if you're going to be strong in the Lord, if you're going to be strong in the Lord, listen to me good. If you're going to be strong in the Lord, you must be willing to change. Did you get that? You must be willing to change. Most folk don't like change, including believers. Because sometimes change, and well, lots of times, change is uncomfortable. You still here? Change is uncomfortable. You know, human nature is, this is the way we've always done it, this is the way I've always done it, so why change? I mean, I know I can do better, but I'm used to doing it this way. Are you still here? Amen. Say amen while I call. Amen. Hallelujah. I apologize for that. You got to be willing to change. God, say this, God requires change.
God requires change.
Amen. If you're going to be in that place where God wants you, you must be willing to change. Amen. Turn in your Bibles to Isaiah, 55th chapter of Isaiah. And this is the reason why we must be willing to change. And I'll begin, well, actually, I'll just begin reading at verse 6, and we'll just read a few verses here. It says, "Seek the Lord while he may be found. Call upon him while he is near. Let the wicked forsake his way, and the unrighteous man his thoughts. Let him return to the Lord, and he will have mercy on him, and to our God, for he will abundantly pardon." Now, I want you to grab a hold of verse 8. "For my thoughts are not your thoughts." See that? "My thoughts are not your thoughts, nor are your ways my ways, says the Lord." I'll read that again, because I want you to get this in your spirit. "For my thoughts are not your thoughts, nor are your ways my ways, saith the Lord." Look at verse 9. "For as the heavens are higher than the earth, so are my ways higher than your ways and my thoughts than your thoughts. Anybody remember a commercial the Ford Motor Company had years and years ago? It's been a long time ago, but some of you may remember it, television commercial, and they would always say, Ford has a better idea. Anybody remember that? And come on, date yourself. Go ahead and raise your hand if you remember it. Amen. And those of you that pretending you don't, we'll pray for you too. So, but that's what their slogan was. Ford has a better idea. And of course, we know that that's debatable because not everybody liked the same kind of car, right? Amen. Some prefer GM, some Ford, some whatever, you know. But listen at this. God always, say always. God always has a better idea. You hear me? God always have a better way. So in order to get into God's perfect will and God's perfect plan for our lives and to walk in the blessings and the victory that God has given us through Christ Jesus, we've got to hook up with him and be willing to change even if it hurts. Even if it's not comfortable, we've got to be willing to change. Amen. And the way that happens, first of all, we've got to change the way we think. Matter of fact, God says, my thoughts are higher than your thoughts. My ways are higher than your ways. So then what do we have to do? We have to learn to think like God. Are you still here? We must learn to think like God. How does God think? Well, we can find out through his word how he thinks. Turn to the book of Romans, 12th chapter. 12th chapter of Romans. Romans chapter 12, we'll begin reading at verse 1. Number one, we must have a renewed mind. You've got to have a renewed mind. Verse 1 says, I beseech you, therefore, brethren, by the mercies of God, that you present your bodies a living sacrifice, holy, acceptable to God, which is your reasonable service. Now, let me stop right there just for a moment. That sounds like change to me, doesn't it? Let me read it again. I beseech you, therefore, brethren, by the mercies of God, that you present your bodies a living sacrifice. How? How? Whoa, whoa, whoa. Listen. How? Holy. Mm-hmm. Holy. Acceptable to God. In other words, God said, I'm not just going to take anything. You're not going to just live anyway, do anything you please, and be blessed as a result. Be victorious as a result. The Bible says, to him that knoweth to do good, but don't do it, now he knows to do good, he or she knows to do good, but if they don't do it, what? To them, it's sin. So now you got a sin problem that you got to deal with. Now, if God speaks to me and tell me to do something for this brother, to bless this brother or to speak a word of encouragement to him or whatever, God tells me to do that, and then I don't do it, guess what? I have become disobedient in that area. And that's an area I need to repent in. Can I be honest and transparent with you? Over the years, there have been a few times. I don't believe I'm by myself here. But over the years, there have been a few times that God has spoken to me to do something. And now when I say spoken to me, I'm not talking about an audible voice. The earth didn't shake. It didn't thunder. Lightning didn't flash. But I just knew on the inside of me that I should have done this or whatever. And I didn't do it, or as they say, meant to, intended to. Yep, Lord, I'll get to that. Thank you, Lord, for telling me that. I'll get to it. And then you don't do it. You don't get to it. Good intentions. And then I realized, oh dear Lord, I missed it on that one. And I had to repent. I had to repent. I had to ask God's forgiveness. Lord, give me another chance. Because sometimes we do miss it, don't we? Sometimes we try to reason things out, especially if it requires sacrifice. If it requires sacrifice, sometimes we try to reason things out. But we need to be quick to obey the voice of the Lord. Now, if somebody walk up to you and prophesy and say, the Lord said, do this or do that, you better know in your own spirit that it's God. Because if you don't move until you know. Can I get another amen on that?
Amen.
Because sometimes people will try to manipulate you. Sometimes people will try to take advantage of your love and reverence for God. I wouldn't want to have to stand before God for that sin. Amen. So let's read on. He says, I beseech you, therefore, brethren, by the mercies of God, that you present your bodies a living sacrifice, holy, acceptable, to God, which is what? Our reasonable service. In other words, that's what we should be doing anyway. That's what we should be doing. That's how we should be living. But now look at verse 2. And it says, do not be conformed to this world. Do not be conformed to this world, but be what? Be what?
Transformed.
And how are we transformed? Please, somebody tell me.
By the renewing of our mind.
By the renewing of our mind. Be ye transformed by the renewing of your mind, that you may what? Be proof of what is what? Good and acceptable and the perfect will of God. Hallelujah. If I'm going to walk in the good will of God, if I'm going to walk in the acceptable will of God, if I'm going to walk in the perfect will of God, my mind got to be renewed. In other words, I must begin to think like the Word of God. I've got to do what the Word of God says, and you got to hear it first. Faith comes by hearing. You got to hear it first. When you hear it, then you know what to do. You got to receive it and make it a part of your life, changing the way you think. When you change the way you think, then you change the way you act. Hallelujah. You gotta know you're doing wrong. Then you can change what you're doing. Amen. Y'all still here with me? Praise God, praise God. Now my teaching tonight may not be a shouting message and jumping the chairs and that sort of thing, but I tell you one thing, it'll change your life if you do it. You hear me? Man, I want my life continuously being changed, continuously conformed into the image and will of God for my life. Hallelujah. Now, turn to Ephesians, book of Ephesians, the fourth chapter. Ephesians chapter 4. And I'm going to pull out one verse here momentarily. It says, this is verse 23, Ephesians chapter 4, verse 23. It says, and be renewed in the what? Spirit of your mind. I want to back up here to verse 17. I just pulled that verse out, but I want to back up to verse 17. It says, this I say therefore, and testify in the Lord that you should no longer walk as the rest of the Gentiles walk in the futility of their mind, Gentiles being the world, having their understanding darkened, being alienated from the life of God because of the ignorance that is in them, because of the blindness of their heart, who being past feeling have given themselves over to lewdness, to work all uncleanness with greediness. But what does verse 20 say? I can't hear you. But you have not so learned Christ. I'm going to tell you something. Listen to me good. Christians should not be living a lewd lifestyle. Man, you'd be amazed at some of the stuff I hear. Well, maybe not, because you probably heard some of the same things that goes on in some people's lives. God expects the believer to live clean. Amen. Hallelujah. Believers are to live clean. If you name the name of Jesus, you should be living clean. And I realize there's different levels of spiritual growth. Am I right? Amen. But you should be walking towards Jesus. Amen. We just need to do what the Bible says. Just that simple. Just do what the Bible says. You know, God gave me one woman. One. I'm married to one woman. Amen. Thank y'all. Y'all was a little slow with those amens, but I appreciate it. But you hear what I'm saying? God gave me one woman. She's my wife.
Now, all the rest are off limits. You follow me? And I know, well, preach, I hear what you're saying, but I got this issue. I got this problem, you know, or my wife won't do this, or won't, forget it. You just need to repent and get right with God. One man, one woman. Folks, we got to do what the Bible says. Now, see, I don't want to get off my subject here, but we should live right. We should live holy. We should live pure. If we name the name of Jesus, we should live pure. And not look for excuses to do otherwise. Amen. All right, where did I stop? Verse 20, did I? So verse 20 says, but you have not so learned Christ. If indeed you have heard him and have been what? Taught by him as what? The truth is in Jesus. The truth is in Jesus. That, everybody say that. That you put off concerning the former conduct. Folks, he was in here before I got here. It's the word of God. That we put off the former conduct, the old man which grows corrupt according to the deceits, according to the deceitful lust. And, I read that earlier, do what? Be renewed in the spirit of your mind. And that you put on the new man which is created according to God in true righteousness and holiness. Listen, you know, if you're a brand new Christian, you begin to renew your mind in the word of God. Amen. Begin to, you know, go to church, hear the word of God, get involved in the things of God, and begin to grow and to develop in the things of God. And learn what his will is for your life. But we cannot, oh dear God, we cannot be like the world to win the world. We can't walk in darkness and then deliver those that are in darkness. We've got to walk in the light. Now, I'm not talking about being mean, I'm not talking about being judgmental, but I'm talking about being a shining example of what Jesus Christ wants in these last days. Being a shining example of what he wants. Glory to God. I said glory to God. Y'all still here? But Pastor, thank you for that information. But you know, I've been trying to change. I've been trying to change. Pray for me. Well, I'd be more than glad to pray for you. But I want to share something else with you as well. Turn in your Bibles to John chapter 14. If you're a believer, hope is never lost. I like what Jesus said in John chapter 14.
I'll begin reading at verse 16. Now, Jesus is teaching here. Verse 15, excuse me. John 14, verse 15. Jesus said, if you love me, do what? Amen. Or keep my word. If you love me, keep my word. And if you slip up and miss it, 1 John 1:9, just confess that sin, and God is faithful and just to forgive you of that sins, clean you from all unrighteousness. Jesus said, if you love me, keep my commandments. If you love me, walk in my word. If you love me, do what's right. If you love me, walk in love. And I could go on and on and on and on, okay? Hallelujah. Now, look at verse 16. 15 says, if you love me, keep my commandments. And listen to what he said. And I will pray the Father, and he will give you another helper. Now, I'm reading from the New King James Bible, which says helper. The original King James says comforter. Okay? But Jesus says, I will pray the Father, and he will give you another helper, that he may abide with you forever. Now, let me tell you something. Let me tell you something. I can live for God. I can please God with my life once I make up my mind that that's what I want to do, because he has given me a helper. You hearing what I'm saying? He has given me a helper. There are things that seem absolutely impossible. I've had to deal with things that seemed like there was no answer. There was no way out. Just things. But God, I got in God's word. I stood on God's word. And I remembered that I had a helper, the Holy Spirit. The infilling of the Holy Spirit. First of all, I had him in my heart because I was born again, and then I was later baptized with the Holy Spirit. I had the Holy Spirit's help. And listen to me. It doesn't matter where you are right now or what you may be dealing with. If you know the Lord Jesus Christ and you're full of his Spirit, you have a helper there that will lead you and will guide you in every situation. No wonder Jesus said, I will not leave you comfortless or as orphans. I won't leave you by yourself. I will not leave you helpless. I will give you someone that's going to lead you in every situation, in every circumstance. It may seem impossible. Your flesh may say, no, this will never happen for you. But your spirit says, yes. Y'all still here? Romans, I'm about to wind this up. Romans chapter 8. Go to Romans chapter 8. Romans chapter 8. Listen, look, I'll just begin reading at verse 12. Therefore, brethren, we are not debtors to the flesh. Somebody say amen. To live according to the flesh. For if you live according to the flesh, you will die. But if by the Spirit, everybody say by the Spirit. But if by the Spirit you put to death the deeds of the body, you will what? Live. And I love verse 14. For as many as are led by the Spirit of God, these are what? The sons of God. Hallelujah. For as many as are led by the Spirit of God, these are the sons of God. I love it. Where 1 Corinthians 10, 13, I believe it is. Excuse me. Matter of fact, I hope I got that right. Put that on the screen, please. 1 Corinthians chapter 10, verse 13. 1 Corinthians chapter 10, verse 10. Yeah. Look. Those that are led by the Spirit of God are the sons of God. We are not indebted to the flesh. The flesh can't lord over us. And the 13th verse of the 10th chapter say, no temptation has overtaken you except such as is common to man. First of all, any temptation you have, listen, it's common to man. It's common to man. It's common. It may not feel common, but it is. No temptation has overtaken you except such as common to man, but God is faithful. Come on, say it again. God is faithful. Say God is faithful.
God is faithful.
Come on, say it again. Say God is faithful to me. See, he's not going to leave us. But God is faithful, who will not allow you to be tempted beyond that, beyond what you are able. See, the devil just can't throw any and everything at you. Whatever he throw at you, you can handle it. But with the temptation, will also what? Make a way of escape that you may be able to bear it. In other words, he'll make a way of escape. The Holy Ghost will lead us right out of it. The Holy Ghost will lead us right through the fog. We may not can see where we're going, but we see the Holy Spirit. We see the Word of God. You following what I'm saying? And God will walk us right out of it. And we'll look back and say, I don't completely understand how I got out of that, but praise God, hallelujah, I am free, I'm free. Thank God Almighty, I'm free at last. God set me free. Those that are led by the Spirit of God are the sons of God. So those things that come at you, I don't care what they are, at your flesh or whatever, you can know that all of it is common to man because God's not going to allow you to be tempted above what you are able. Amen. To conquer through the Holy Spirit. I want to give you one more reference and then we'll quit. Book of Philippians, please. And we'll quit with this one. Hallelujah. Philippians chapter 4. Philippians chapter 4. See, when we get our minds renewed, okay, when we constantly renew our minds in the Word of God, when we're sensitive to the leadership of the Holy Spirit, when we make up our mind, first of all, that I'm going to change, I'm not going in this direction. Or you might say, I'm not going back to where I used to be. Amen. I want to read this to you, what the Apostle Paul said, and it applies to you and me also, and this will be my last one for tonight. He said, and this is the word of God, verse 13, Philippians 4, 13. I can do, you see that? I can do all things, you see that? All things through Christ who, what? Strengthens me. I can do all things through Christ who strengthens me. Now let me tell you something. When you get that verse in your spirit, y'all listening to me? I'm about to quit. When you get that verse in your spirit, when you get that down on the inside of you, you become absolutely hard-headed when it comes to the things of the devil. The devil just coming at you, yakety-yak, yakety-yak, yakety-yak. You can't, you won't, I'm going to kill you, blah, 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 blah. This not going to happen, blah, blah, this, blah, 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 blah. You say, shut up in the name of Jesus. I can do all things through Christ who strengthens me. Because I'm not doing this in my own strength. I'm walking by faith, following the Holy Spirit, because as many as are led by the Spirit of God, of the sons of God, so I am following him every day, renewing my mind, beginning to think more like Jesus, think according to his word, because I refuse to be defeated. Y'all gonna make me preach a little bit. Ain't no call for a horse that's gonna stop me. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Glory to God. Whoa, what a promise. I can do all things through Christ who strengthens me. But see, and I'm closing. But we got to be willing to what? Change. We got to be willing to follow God. If we're led by the Spirit, he's going to lead us to change some things. Really? You follow me? He's going to lead us. He's going to tell us to change some things. Now, if we're going to fight and argue with him, we're not going to move forward. But if we say, yes, Lord. Yes, Lord. And I know I'm not doing this by myself, Lord. Whatever you say, Lord, I can do this. Because I can do all things through him who strengthens me. I don't have to fail. I don't have to go belly up. I'm going to just follow God. There's some businessmen that need to hear that. Their businesses are failing. You need to get the mind of God. You need to start renewing your mind. You need to start being sensitive to the leadership of the Holy Spirit. You need to understand that through Christ, you're not a failure. Through Christ, you're more than a conqueror. But you got to be willing to change. Father, we thank you for your word today. Father, may we be willing to change. May we be willing to line up with your will. May we be willing to put the flesh under and not be guided by our flesh and make decisions according to the flesh. But may we seek to follow the Holy Spirit, to follow your word, to live by your word. Father, I thank you that you will make our way prosper.